Burger King apologizes tonight after its Twitter account was hacked. Somebody changed the feed to make it look like that of McDonald's. The first fake tweet said, "We just got sold to McDonald's. Look for McDonald's in a hood near you." Burger King says it doesn't yet know who's behind the hack. The company worked with Twitter to suspend the account.
Joining us now, CBS News and CNET tech analyst Larry Magid. Larry, what's the latest that you're hearing about this tonight?
Well, the latest is the apology you mentioned. I'm not sure what they have to apologize for other than maybe not having as good a security as they should, because, of course, Burger King was the victim. But it sure was the butt of a lot of jokes on Twitter all day. This was a situation which ranged from kind of just funny comments with the McDonald's label logo on the site to the indication that Burger King had been sold to McDonald's, all the way up to some very racist and very unpleasant things that people posted in the name of Burger King. And of course, that's not good for the Burger King brand. And they did arrange to suspend the account while they still are kind of working out what went wrong.
It was interesting to notice the number of followers on the feed continued to rise. People were curious to read some of the strange and, as you described, racist or profane posts. I guess it's in a twisted way. Could this end up helping Burger King?
Well, it's getting people to talk about it. It's making me hungry, you know, when I just think about the story. I keep envisioning these, you know, juicy hamburgers. So I think it probably winds up helping them. But, you know, if this were to happen to an individual, and it has happened, or a small business that doesn't have the resources of a Burger King, it could be devastating. I think everybody pretty much realizes that this is a hack. Obviously, Burger King would not do such a thing. But it's happened to smaller organizations, and they've been extremely embarrassed and possibly even hurt as a result of their reputation being damaged.
Well, Larry, I got to admit, Demeter and I were talking about onion rings earlier, so we understand that.
But see, well, at least you guys have avoided most of the puns. We haven't used the Whopper term yet, but it was a Whopper of a hack.
Yes, it was. We used that in the headlines about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, good. So
it never escapes, I guess.
Does this say anything about it's becoming easier to just get into people's companies' security and do things?
Well, it depends. I don't know if it's any easier, but there are more people trying. And when you think about Twitter, it's just a password. I don't think there's any special security that Burger King has that you and I wouldn't have, other than having good, strong passwords and keeping them private. I imagine one risk. Again, I don't know the organization, but I'm sure there's more than one person at the company that knows the password. So that increases the risk, not only if people are being dishonest, but just careless. It could be an employee who accidentally gave the password to a friend or a roommate, and, you know, all bets are off. So security is so important when it comes to protecting your image on Twitter. And again, I know people whose reputations have been destroyed as a result of somebody going in and posting of them.
Now, that's very important to remember as we chuckle at some of these tweets. It is not funny at all when basically your online life and regular life is destroyed, as you say. Let's move to the iPhone 6. Now, it's a walk on thin ice to try to speculate about what Apple may be up to, but we have been reading reports it now won't be out until 2014. Why would it take that long to get a new iPhone?
Well, it depends on what they're going to do. If they want to make a radical improvement, and I think they have to if they're going to call it the 6, there may be a 5S in between now and then, but we're probably talking a larger screen. We could be talking some new technologies. Apple's been under a lot of pressure lately because so far in the last couple of years, they haven't come out with anything radically different. A lot of ho-hum products. Oh, yeah, the iPhone 5 better than the 4S, but not dramatically so. So they may be thinking they've got to do something dramatic. And if they do, it might very well be worth waiting for.
Well, that dramatic is the big thing, isn't it? I mean, what can we really do? Smartphones are pretty evolved, aren't they?
You know, if I had as good an imagination to think about that, I guess I'd go get a job working for a smartphone company, because you're absolutely right. They're very evolved, and there's so much work going on among Samsung and all the Android developers, even Research in Motion, now called BlackBerry, even Microsoft Windows. There's a lot of innovation, and Apple is innovating along with them, but it hasn't done anything extra special that makes us stand up and take notice. And I don't know if they've got that in them or not, but that's obviously what people are looking for.
All right, Larry Magid joining us tonight from CBS News and CNET.